Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark Epstein joins us. We got Mike Bagerman waiting in the wings. We'll talk to him. He's covering the Andrew Cuomo press conference. Governor Cuomo was in Rochester, New York. Heard a lot of statistics, but again, the entire intent of covering this live and local for you was that we were going to get an update on whether or not Erie County was going to go from orange to red, stay orange, go to yellow, whatever the case may be. None of that information was shared. There was a whole wasted 55 minutes. Really, no information was put out there whatsoever. Dr. Mark Epstein joins us. Dr. Epstein, you heard the whole thing. You were waiting on hold. What was the point of that?
I don't know. He could give Fidel Castro a run for his money in his prime.
Do you ever Castro would do like 7-hour live feeds?
He's in training.
Yeah, no, seriously. Here's the.
I'm not joking around.
Here's the point of contention that I have. The opening salvo was Governor Cuomo said people get sick, they go to the hospital. They go to the ICU, they're intubated, and then they die. Now, that's not at all what the statistics and the facts are showing. If that were the case, we have 41 dead people in New York State, according to his numbers. This is not at all equating with the fact that the people that are going to the hospital, the vast majority in the upper 99 percentile, are leaving the hospital. He talked about Massachusetts and all these states that are using, emergency tents and emergency hospitals. None of that is being discussed in New York State. And moreover, the very CDC that he's quoting, according to Dr. Birx, she believes that the reality of what is happening in New York State and New York City is that so many people were affected by it that there's actually more antibodies out there than the state and the city even realize. And Dr. Birx also went on to say that she believes the vast majority of transmissions across the country came from New York City residents.
Right.
I mean, there's no sense here. Maybe, just maybe, we don't have higher infection rates because so many people in the city already have it.
Well, she's really talking about what we call herd immunity.
Right. Right?
Look, I don't think there was anything reassuring about his harangue. I didn't get any. I have numbers. I don't have numbers. I'm not political. And then he gets political. Trump and Biden agree on this. And then he starts attacking Trump. He makes a big spiel about they have no way to get this to the people of color, and they suffered the most. And why did they suffer the most? Because they don't have good health care. I don't know what it was, except a headache producer.
Well, he mentioned that one of the problems in New York State is that there's not enough access to health care, which, ironically, he's the governor of the state of New York. That would be really his number one concern if it was a concern to him. And if there's a disproportionate amount of African-Americans and Browns, as he calls them, I'm sure people love to be referred to as Browns. If there's a disproportionate of Brown and Black people that aren't getting the proper health care, well, that's not the federal government's responsibility. That's his responsibility as governor of the state of New York. So, again, what you're basically saying is I'm so incompetent at what I do and what I've done for years as governor. Even if you give me the magic bullet to kill this, werewolf with a silver bullet, I still can't do it because I don't have the ability to disseminate or find people in need.
Look, this was I mean, to take this apart, and I don't think spending too much time on this gets us anywhere. This is his political appeal to his Black caucus in the Assembly, which really dominates the Assembly in truth. And so their line is they're never getting enough, right? Now, when we speak about certain illnesses, there are illnesses that are kind of race tilted. That is, we know, for example, that Blacks disproportionately suffer from diabetes and high blood pressure. We know this. We know that sickle cell anemia is a Black, is a specific Black disease. So when you're going to get morbidity rates among people who have prior conditions, people with diabetes and things like high blood pressure are going to result in a higher morbidity rate. That's a fact. I don't think this has anything to do with discrimination, except that certain races are predisposed to certain illnesses. And there are Caucasian races, Mediterranean. It's across the board. Throwing this in, I think, is just pandering. That's all I think that it is.
Well, let's keep Dr. Mark Epstein right there and go to Mike Baggerman, who's live right now. No, he's not?
No, wait.
Okay, we'll get to Mike Baggerman when he's live. We've got calls as well at 8. Okay, let's go back to Mike Baggerman. Mike Baggerman, how you doing? You covered this press conference. What did you take away?
Well, I took away that we were expecting to hear something about the red zone, and it never happened. In fact, Governor Cuomo instead announced a winter plan of sorts, and I've got a cut here explaining exactly what he said.
Prioritize highest infection rates with the highest hospitalization rates.
And he said that this winter plan is going to be starting in December. It's going to go through February. He wants schools to stay open, but there weren't really too many details beyond that. So, you know, if the expectation was that we were going to a red zone, at least thankfully it didn't occur today, even though that was the expectation for a lot of people, including us going in.
You know, one more thing that I wanted to ask you. There was a point where a reporter asked him that the health, the minister of health in Monroe County and in Rochester, their chief basically said there's no connection to gyms and to hair salons. He seemed to be completely flustered by that question. He questioned it at first on its validity. He went to his expert, and they basically said, well, the numbers and the percentages are that those are high risk, and that's why we shut it down. That's not at all an answer that people that run hair salons or gyms want to hear.
No, they did not give a straight answer on that whatsoever, David. I mean, when he was asked about the question, he deferred to one of his aides, Melissa DeRosa, and she said that experts have been telling us that it was community spread, and those are identified as one of the key places. That's what the state says, but there's no definitive proof from contact tracers. I mean, we've talked to so many gym owners that said that they've never been in touch by a contact tracer regarding a coronavirus outbreak at a gym or anything like that. So the state did not give any real clear answer on why gyms had to close down and nail salons and barbershops and other things that are dubbed high risk.
All right, that's Mike Baggerman. We'll talk more with him later. We're going to throw it over to Tom Puckett, who's got your news, and we'll have more with Dr. Mark Epstein all the way till 2 p.m. right after this.
It's 12:31 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Governor Cuomo did not announce any changes to Erie County's Orange Zone status during the briefing that you heard live here on WBEN this morning. He did mention a winter plan to deal with coronavirus, saying that plan will include getting kids from kindergarten through eighth grade back into schools if that can be done safely. You can hear the full interview at WBEN.com. The Erie County Health Department issuing a statement about the fine issued to the owner of Athletes Unleashed last night. The department says a sanitarian delivered a stipulation document to owner Robbie De Niro with violations of the state public health law in response to Friday's rally. De Niro had about 40 people, according to a sanitarian. De Niro last night ripped up the fine. We are expecting to hear from Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz at 2:30. Once that begins, you will hear it live here on WBEN. Checking the WBEN 30-minute ticker, the Dow is down 167 at 29,879. NASDAQ up 33 at 12,069. S&P down 8 at 3627. The WBEN 7 First Alert forecast, breezy and milder with increasing cloud showers later on this afternoon, a high near 50. Mild with rain showers tonight, low near 43. Right now it's cloudy and 50 in Buffalo. The only way you can take WBEN with you is the radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Tom Puckett, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
Dr. Mark Epstein joins us, and we heard the press conference from Andrew Cuomo. One of the things, the takeaway is there was a reporter that asked a question about the health commissioner in Monroe County outside where Rochester, the county that Rochester's in, and said basically that there's no contact tracing that's showing any infections from hair salons or from gymnasiums, workout places, gyms, physical fitness centers. So why is the shutdown there? Why are we going to orange in those areas? He seemed almost taken aback by that. Like he wasn't prepared for the question, didn't have the answers. He threw it over to his assistant. And she basically said, well, traditionally, these are the numbers that are the most, the percentages are the highest in those areas. Now, again, it's a fact-based administration with Governor Cuomo. There seems to be no facts to base it. So I don't understand, why did they open in the first place?
I all this is beyond me. Yesterday you had people very articulate calling into the show saying, you know, I operate a hair salon according to the following edicts. I spend thousands of dollars for my license, and yet they want me closed, but I go into Walmart, you go into Wegmans, you see hundreds of people in the store. That's not an issue. We saw people protesting, rioting. That seemed not to be an issue. So this is all a selective application of the law, which is fundamentally un-American. We have a concept of equal protection under the law. And this is what's going on. And this is why you're beginning to see a kind of grassroots civil disobedience bubbling up all over the country. It's not just in Erie County. It's happening all over the country.
But in Erie County, it's getting a tremendous amount of national news coverage. We heard from a gym owner, Robbie De Niro, who basically said, come hell or high water on Monday, he's opening up his gym.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We heard from other business. He called on other business owners to open up their places of business. A barber called in, said, I'm open for business. I don't care what the state or the county says. More and more people do that. More and more people called in saying that they would frequent those businesses, even during an orange or red, a shutdown, wherever. What do you make of that? I mean, that is a blatant disrespect to orders that are put out. But it also, at the same time, not going the legal route. Legal takes too long. My businesses suffer. I go out of business. I need that business now. I don't care what you say or do. I'll rip up your fines.
Well, the response to this, of course, this is an exercise in civil disobedience. Our legal system is adversarial. So if you want something changed, a charge has to be brought against you. You just can't go to a court and say, Judge, I think this is unfair. Do something about it. So their choice is go out of business or incur the fine and go into the court system. And they're opting to do that. Those are the roots you have in the American system of law.
Yeah, so it's so fascinating to me, though, especially, you know, we were talking off the air. You had shown there was a New York Post article, but a domestic situation that happened in New York City. Two officers shot, a suspect killed. And again, this is the same argument we're making about bringing, you know, mental health professionals, social workers on these calls. It almost seems that, you know, bail reform, how could that go bad? We are hearing more and more about the HEROES Act and what really is behind the HEROES Act, you know, legalizing ballot harvesting, releasing all federal drug inmates, felony or misdemeanors over the age of 60, get out because of COVID. All of these things that almost in record time, as these rules and laws come out, they're shown to be as duplistic and absurd as they, you know, seem on paper, but we're seeing the reality of this failed ideology, the bankrupt nature of where the left is, and they aren't even held to account. It's if I catch you in a lie, you're not, the media isn't even there to say you're wrong or I got you. And yet in a White House press conference, the media screams at Mike Pence and tells them that he's an enemy of democracy. I mean, it's in real time. The revolution is in high definition and the media just simply wants to ignore it.
Well, they don't want to ignore it. They're part of it. Look, what's the basic position towards this election and election fraud that's being claimed by the Trump administration and having recounts and having lawsuits? Their response is, and this includes, by the way, the New York Post, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, their response is, look, the Democrats stole this election fair and square, so button your lip, man up, and move on. That is their response. So the hustle, the lie, and the cheat have become part of the political DNA of the United States. And this isn't sudden, by the way. This has been going on for a good 50-year period. And what's so remarkable about it is if you go back 50, 51 years ago, there were all sorts of writers, observers, politicians who documented it, wrote about it, and nevertheless, it just continued to grow and spread. So by now, we're engaged in a kind of class warfare in which the people who become the gated people, the people who live in the gated communities, the people who don't have to ride public transportation, the middle class, the working middle class, the blue collar, the working middle class, are completely separated from the upper middle classes and the upper classes who really just manipulate the mobs as long as they remain protected. This is the lesson I think we could take away from all of this.
That's a brilliant point. Dr. Mark Epstein joins us. Let's go to the phones. And Tom in Pike, New York. Tom, you're on with Dr. Mark Epstein. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the governor's comments about dry turkey. What a waste of our time, for one thing. Here he's complaining about not having money in the state, but he's got the National Guard at the airports taking paperwork for people flying in from out of state to make sure they can be traced. And here, when the riots were going on, they couldn't put the National Guard for rioters, but people flying in from out of state, he's going to have the National Guard, 30 people at the...
What a great point, Tom. The National Guard is hands-off when it comes to civil unrest, but when it comes to the airports, they're supposed to intimidate and stand there and force compliance.
Well,
it wasn't really an intimidation. They were very polite and kind. I'm sure they were embarrassed to be there. They were bored to death.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying the point that they're there for is to intimidate. Right. It's to comply.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not saying they're being intimidated. I'm saying that's the entire, you know, application of them being there. Excellent point, Tom. I appreciate that. Dr. Epstein, what do you think?
Well, it's one of the most disturbing elements of this political cycle has been the use of political violence and seeing it sanctioned really by the Democrat Party. In every case where the president wanted to move on any level, it wasn't just that you had crowds out of control or mobs out of control. You had governors in states like Pennsylvania, New York, Oregon especially, California. They weren't going to do anything to quell any of this. And after the fact, they weren't going to wring their hands and say, oh my, we have to go do some trace studies to see if the people who were rioting and looting have been spreading the disease. It's almost as if they were completely exempt from any consideration whatsoever. Anytime you have one of your major political parties that has signed on to mob intimidation and the breakdown of civil society as a political tool, you are in trouble. That's why we're in trouble today.
Well, this is breaking news. This just came from the New York State GOP in the New York State Senate. The Democrats officially now have a supermajority. They are going to call the Senate back into session in the next few weeks. They are expecting to first tackle climate control. And then the second mission is they're going to borrow another $10 billion be on top of all the other debt on the books, off the books that New York State has. New York State is losing a million people already leaving the state, averaging 200,000 a year for close to 20 years. They are predicting right now that we'll lose another million, another, you know, 750,000 to a million in the next 9 months. I mean, say what you want to say, Dr. Epstein, but I mean, people are voting with their feet. They're getting the hell out.
They have. New York City probably has lost 500,000 people. And the other aspect is that the sublease market within New York City, which is a very important market in the commercial sector, seems to be collapsing. And if this market collapses, watch out. We're talking about a real estate depression within New York. All of this business with yellow zones and red zones and green zones, it's a sideshow. Because they could have their supermajority. What are they going to do with their supermajority? What are they going to do with climate control? They're going to see to it that Buffalo has a mild winter. They're going to ordain that we get under 30 inches of snow in Buffalo. This is just political suicide, in my opinion.
That is Dr. Mark Epstein. We are going to put just a quick timeout, go over to Mike Baggerman. Mike Baggerman joins us. He covered the Andrew Cuomo press conference. We also have people on hold. We'll get to you, 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBN with Dr. Mark Epstein. But Mike Baggerman from our newsroom. Mike, I want to play some audio for you, get your take on what you heard today. I need news boss up if I could do that.
I'm running out of faders.
Okay. Let me just play this audio real quick. And here it is. All right. Mike, I'm trying to play the audio of the Erie County cluster. Do you have that?
Of just him talking about the micro cluster and how there was no changes?
All right. I have it live now. You know what? I have it live right here. Here it is.
I'm going to watch through this Thanksgiving season. This is where I think if we're going to get into trouble, you're going to see it a few days 7 days after this Thanksgiving weekend.
So it almost appears that the orange to red is something that is being held for this winter plan. I mean, there's a lot of subtext there. We're speculating, but not moving it to red now, but rather keeping that for what? The winter plan?
That's I kind of the impression that I get. I mean, here's the facts of the matter, David, is that New York State says that the 7-day rolling average has to of positive tests has to be greater than 4% for 10 days. Well, Western New York has been above the 4% threshold since November 9th. That's 16 days ago. By that logic, we should have parts of this region in the red zone. It's just not happening. And, you know, you could try to ask the governor questions about it. And, you know, that's the type of answer he gets. We're going to wait until 7 days after Thanksgiving, even though the state metric says this is what it has to be. So what it says versus what the governor is saying are two totally different things. That's why it's so difficult to try to explain, you know, will we go into a red zone? We thought we were going to because it's been 16 days, but the governor didn't say so. So here we are.
So we're not going to a red zone, even though the governor's own statutes would dictate that we would go to a red zone. And we're closing down gyms and hair salons, even though the state doesn't have any responses of contact tracing in those areas. Again, not a lot of questions were asked. I don't know if, and the press conference went on for almost an hour, there weren't a lot of questions that were thrown out to the governor. But again, as far, and you know, we're hearing from Mark Poloncarz at 2:30, we'll have that live. But your takeaway from this, though, is that, is it safe to say that contact tracing either is not effective or it's just not a part of the decision-making process the state is using when they're deciding what's open and what's closed?
I think that there's a lot of uncertainty with contact tracing because, you know, public officials, you know, they largely can't say, okay, we found out that there were 5 cases at Joe's Deli. You know, they can't give too many specifics, even though, you know, we're going to try to get it. There's just so much uncertainty when it comes to contact tracing. And frankly, because, I mean, we're getting hundreds of new cases per day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.